The creation of the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, PTAB, has significantly changed how U.S. patents are challenged and litigated. Companies are utilizing PTAB proceedings as a more cost-effective alternative to district court litigation. In particular, the auto industry has seen a rise in patents being challenged at the PTAB. Finnegan partners Andrew Riley and Anthony Delmonico join us now to discuss the types of automotive cases that are dominating the PTAB, as well as potential future trends. Andrew, why has the automotive industry seen an increase in proceedings before the PTAB?
Well, auto companies are utilizing post-grant review proceedings for a variety of legal and business readings, but a couple of factors really stand out. The cost of a post-grant review proceeding is much less than defending district court litigation, and that's driving many auto companies to utilize these proceedings. And this also ties in with the second one that comes to mind, which is speed. They're under a statutory timeline to get these proceedings done at the patent office within a year from institution. And that certainty is often much greater at the patent office in terms of keeping that timeline than you would find in a lot of district court proceedings. Another factor that comes to mind is the decision makers involved at the patent office are patent attorneys that have experience in this area and are very familiar with these types of arguments that are presented in post-grant review proceedings, which is sometimes different than the district court judge, magistrate judge, or a special master that you might argue before in front of a district court. And then the last factor that really comes to mind is just at this point, it's been almost 3 years since these proceedings have started. They're really working in favor of those that are challenging patents. The institution rates and the final written decisions are all highly favorable right now to the petitioners. I think that success is just breeding more people to come and submit petitions before the PTAB.
Anthony, are there any specific challenges or opportunities that this industry particularly faces when it comes to these proceedings?
Yes. Let me start with the opportunities first. As an initial note, as Andrew mentioned, the high success rates that are happening at the PTAB, the average amount of claims that have been instituted to be considered are usually hovering around 70%, and about the same rate as the amount of patents that have been instituted, claims have been invalidated, and that's hovering around 70%. As recent as just July 2015, taking a small snapshot, the amount of instituted claims canceled by the PTAB was 70.73%. So that consistent rate is certainly a benefit to filing these type of petitions. Another opportunity is to keep costs low. With respect to the PTAB filings, you can work with a joint defense group to prepare more robust petitions at a lower cost. It also enables multiple parties to file different prior art to try to attack a certain patent or certain claims. Another opportunity is the potential stay of district court action. If a district court action was filed and an IPR is filed, in most jurisdictions, excluding Eastern District of Texas, the stay rate is rather high. Another opportunity is a party can file a petition as soon as it receives a notification letter. So if a party receives a notification letter, then it may be sued if it wants to actually cast the first stone, so to say. Having that opportunity could be beneficial, you know, being the first mover in that point. The automotive industry also faces some challenges. When multiple companies get sued, many may seek to file an IPR, and then there's kind of a race to use the best prior art. As a second filer, you may end up filing prior art that the PTAB just finds as duplicative, and you won't be able to get that filing instituted. Another challenge is finding good prior art because others may have filed first. Finally, there's also the possibility of losing your prior art for litigation. The standard for using prior art is raised or could have been raised at the time. So it's possible that if you filed an IPR and the claim got instituted, but then the panel decided not to invalidate that claim, you may lose the right to utilize that prior art in district court.
Back to you, Andrew. Have you seen any trends in the types of petitions that automotive companies are bringing before the PTAB?
There's a couple of trends that I would just highlight in the auto industry in particular, and Anthony hit on one of them, which is coordination among multiple defendants who've been sued in district court or multiple district courts on the same patent. They have often come together and pooled their resources to file one petition that they all submit as joint petitioners. And they do that for a number of reasons. One, again, not to harp on cost, but it does reduce the cost if they're sharing the cost of preparing the petition, finding the prior art among multiple parties. That's going to reduce one individual party's cost. It also can reduce challenges to real party and interest. one hurdle that petitioners have to overcome in order to get their petition instituted and all the way to a final written decision at the Patent Office is to make sure that they comply with the real party interest part of the statute, which means that no one else can control or fund their submission of the petition. And if the parties in a litigation work together and submit jointly one petition, then the patent owner can't raise real party interest challenges that other defendants may have participated or helped in some way. Filing jointly, this also allows for the companies to continue pursuing that particular IPR petition if one or more of the other joint filers settles. Because they're all named as parties, the PTAB will not dismiss the proceeding until all of the parties have settled. And this way they all can continue to participate. One other trend that we've seen as well is when parties have not filed the first petition, they will often look at that first petition and copy some or all of the grounds that were filed in that first petition, and then request that the Patent Office join the two petitions so that, again, if the first petitioner settles, the second petitioner would be allowed to continue. And again, that reduces the cost somewhat for the second petitioner if they're just using the same arguments that the first petitioner raised. They don't have to run out and find new art, and they don't have to necessarily pay attorneys to prepare a new complete second petition. Those are two trends that we've seen right now in the auto industry in the last 6 months or so.
And finally, Anthony, do you foresee a shift in the types of cases that are brought to the PTAB from the automotive industry in the future?
Yes, I do. I think we will see a shift towards certain technology areas at the PTAB in the automotive industry, particularly with technology related to safety, sensors, and alternative power systems, which are becoming more and more prevalent, at least in the filings at the PTO. So eventually these will be patents that may be brought before the PTAB. Also, we expect to see some more companies using IPRs to combat patents owned and asserted by competitors, similar to what's been going on recently between the two automotive parts manufacturing companies, TRW and Magna, which have brought litigations in the district court, the ITC, and at the PTAB. So those are the two areas I foresee a shift in types of cases that might be brought at the PTAB.
Our guests have been Andrew Riley and Anthony Delmonico, partners at Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. For more commentary on intellectual property news and issues, to listen to other podcasts, and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.